Chapter 8, Misha. Kylie sensed Rheinstadt saw the value in OMG, and he would go for it. Her elated steps had a bounce just shy of skipping as she headed home, reveling in her good luck. She replayed every minute of the meeting with Rheinstadt in her head, from the moment she set her eyes on him until she sailed out the door. When she reached the Boston Common, she cruised past the Park Street MBTA station and past the ancient bare trees to the Frog Pond, where workers were transforming what was a summer swimming hole into an ice rink. Kylie strolled along on what were originally paths set by pre-revolutionary cows, but were now lined with benches occupied by homeless people, scary characters doing drugs along with young lovers snuggling against the cold. She crisscrossed her way unnoticed over the open fields leading to Charles Street and the public garden. All the while, she felt invisible, yet buoyant and free. Even in November, with its famous swan boats put away for the winter, the garden was a lovely step back into another, more peaceful time. It was Kylie's favorite part of the city. A walk past its old gigantic trees calmed her, as if she'd taken a Valium. Not that she had ever tried one. She loved the graceful golden willow vines draping over the banks of the duck pond, now gently swaying in the November wind. She crossed over the suspension bridge, designed in a slower, more elegant age, where a young saxophone player provided a jazzy soundtrack to her walk. His bare fingertips were exposed with the tips cut off his gloves so he could play. It felt like her lucky day, and she dropped a dollar in the basket at his feet and was rewarded with his eyes twinkling as he played. Crossing Arlington Street, she strolled down the tree-lined Commonwealth Mall for a few blocks, admiring the handsome Victorian mansions, before cutting over to Marlborough Street, where she lived. She turned at the shabbiest brownstone on the block of lovely brownstones and unlocked the aged wooden door to her building. The door was the most handsome part of the building's exterior. Once she opened it, the hallway covered with gloomy, faded wallpaper and worn carpet. She trotted up two flights of stairs to her tiny apartment, threw her coat on the couch, and set up her laptop at the table, anxious to read the report on Misha. He had come from Russia 10 years ago to go to Northeastern for college. Based on his grades, Misha had excelled in computer programming and graduated with honors. After perusing his many work-related emails, it appeared he was now in high demand as a security and encryption expert. There was not much about his personal life except for some explicit email exchanges with women on online dating sites. Kylie read them all and had to admit that for a Russian guy, he had a way with words that made her blush. Curious, Kylie was able to connect to his profile on a dating site. His main photo showed a dark-haired, square-jawed guy at the beach wearing trunks and a confident smile. She decided he was pretty cute in a Tom Cruise wannabe kind of way, but he was definitely not her type. His body was turned at just the right angle to show off his six-pack, and she was surprised he wasn't wearing a Speedo. Not that she would have looked closely, of course. He could swim commando for all she cared. His arm was loosely curved around the waist of a pretty redhead in a bikini, but by the girl's distance, she looked more like a prop than a girlfriend. Ugh. Kylie had enough of guys who treated girls like objects when she was in college. He looked much too cocky, like a small-time Euro playboy. Lucky for her, with OMG taking over her life, she didn't have time to think about her depressing lack of a love life. She suspected she was becoming as socially inept as some of the coders she had known, but evidently not Misha. But so what? She clicked off his profile. Who cared? This was business. The most interesting piece of information on the report noted that while he had come to the USA for school, it appeared his visa expired 5 years ago, and he was now living here illegally. Interesting. She called and set up a meeting with Misha for that afternoon at Jolt. Recognizing Misha from his photo, she waved him over to her table. Unlike Simon, he had a self-assured swagger. His hair was styled in a short Euro cut, and he had tied a blue and black patterned scarf at his neck, inside his black leather jacket. He sat down, sliding his tortoise-rimmed aviators into a pocket before extending his hand. She had to admit, he was cute, no doubt about it, but again, luckily not her type. She was surprised. His soft fingers were perspiring. "Hi, Kylie. I hope I'm not late." His brown eyes returned her smile. "Thanks for your call. I'm interested in learning more about your project."
"Jared told me you're from Russia. You speak English well. You barely have an accent."
"I learned it in school, and I've been here for a long time. Plus, I work hard at it." Kylie liked how he met his challenges, ready to proceed. She gave him her usual non-disclosure form before she had even described OMG, and he promptly signed it in an angular, tiny script. She sighed, thinking this formality was ridiculous, hardly enough to stop anyone who seriously wanted to steal her project. By the time she could prove the idea was hers in an expensive lawsuit, they could have conquered the world and all would be lost. Still, she was banking on Jared, who had vouched for Misha, and his reports looked safe enough. She took a chance, praying her program wouldn't be all over Russia by the end of the day. She explained,
"I've got an encryption problem. I conceived a powerful database system and had a developer build it, but now I'm nervous it might get into the wrong hands. Frankly, I'm getting worried the guy who designed it could actually steal it. Plus, any time I do a search on anyone, including him, he could easily find out by checking the log. I want to be able to work in stealth mode. There's also some encrypted files I want access to. The program was supposed to be able to open those, but in this case, it doesn't."
Misha frowned. "Could you explain, please, more about how this program works?"
"Yeah, sure. Sorry, let me start at the beginning."
She described the capabilities of OMG, adding a spiel about her hopes for it to save the environment and basically save the world. "I see. Certainly sounds worthwhile. Of course, I would need to see inside."
"Yes, of course. You can understand why this makes me nervous."
"Yes, I can see." His eyes twinkled. But somehow to Kylie, it sounded like he was just humoring her, as if he thought she was paranoid. Maybe she was. But she had enough of people not taking her seriously. Did they all think she was stupid?
"Look, Misha, I'm going to level with you. I know you're here illegally. I want to share this with you, but if I have any trouble, I mean any trouble at all, I'll call immigration and report you."
There, she'd said it. His brown eyes widened with surprise. "I see. You do not have to worry." She couldn't do this alone, even if she thought he was a bit cocky, maybe even arrogant. It didn't matter. If he was honest and could do the job, that was all that counted. With no programming skills, she was at the mercy of software developers.
"Okay, good. We understand each other. What would you charge?"
"I need to see it first. Simple encryption shouldn't be too much, just an hour or two, once I get an understanding of your program. I have to see first how it works." Kylie opened her laptop and gave Misha a demo. "Looks complicated. Can I look at the code?" Kylie switched to OMG's code view and pushed her laptop over to him.
"Here."
Misha leaned into the laptop, squinting as he scrolled through it. Kylie sipped her coffee, watching him stare intently on her screen as he scanned the code. The hum of the conversations around her faded in and out of her consciousness as she waited. "You want me to block him altogether?"
"Maybe. What if I need him to tweak the program and he has it on his server so he could easily steal it anyway?"
"I see. Do you want me to wipe files? Later, if you need changes, I'll do those."
"You can do that?"
Misha nodded. "The code seems pretty clear. Have to say, he looks like he's a pretty decent developer. Do you have passwords? Can you get me access to the server?"
"I can get into the server on my login, but I don't know his password. If you want to see if he has anything else on his server, I'm unable to open that."
"Not big problem. I will do work around."
"I'm not sure. It seems so extreme, and he's going to be upset."
Misha shrugged. "You have to protect yourself. It's business."
"I don't know. This is pretty scary stuff. How do I know you won't take the thing and block me too?"
"You don't. You don't have to use me, but I'm honest. I have no need to steal this. What would I do with it?" Kylie stared at Misha, remembering how Simon said the same thing. "Besides, you have something on me, yes?" he added when she didn't respond. She nodded.
How about we start by blocking him from the program? Quickly, though. I will need to destroy his files, because he can just overwrite it from a backup. Do you want me to do that?
Yes.
Good. First, I'll move your program to another server to be safe. I start that right away. What is the encrypted file you want to open?
She told him about the Lily folder. I just have a feeling there's something in there I should know about.
Kylie was a little queasy as she told him how to get into Jerry Fox's report. She sensed something was there, something that was going to be more than she was ready to handle.
Can you open it? She asked.
I'll try.
Okay, then you're hired.
They set a price, and she wrote out a deposit check for him. Consider it done. Give me your number. I will be in touch. He took the check as he left. Kylie remained at her table, resembling just another entrepreneur among the tech crowd at Jolt, getting buzzed on caffeine and code, except she was lost in her worries, envisioning possible disasters with Misha, or what Simon would do when he found out he had been locked out. She almost felt sorry for Simon, but then she remembered his lies. She smiled grimly. He deserved it.